Okay, welcome everyone to the ordinary council meeting of Devonport City Council. It's Monday the 24th of September at 5:30. I welcome you all to our new space. I hope obviously you all found your way to the floor. And I have apologies from Alderman Matthews, who is currently on leave. Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Item 2.0, do we have any declarations of interest from Alderman? No. Item 3.1.1, Council meeting minutes of the meeting of the 27th of August. Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Milne, make sure you use your microphones, please. Alderman.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. I will ask for quiet in the gallery, please. Item 3.2.1 is responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a mover for that recommendation, please?
So moved,
Madam Alderman Goodwin.
Happy to second it,
Mayor. Alderman Laycock. Alderman Goodwin.
Madam Mayor, through you to the General Manager, in relation to the question on page 5 that was asked by Mrs Hilditch at the last meeting, and this is in relation to the 26 North Caroline Street, and your response to site existing permit for transport depot and so on, so on, so on. In all my time on council, I was led to believe that there was an existing use rights for 2 years, and if that wasn't taken up, that was the end of the story. Can you tell us what's changed or what's happened?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the situation is that based on legal advice that was provided to council by the owner of that property, but also then verified by our own legal representative. If the use of the site had been for, as in this case, a transport depot, and hadn't been used for anything else, that permit stays with the property. So therefore, providing it had been used in the past for that purpose, that it there was no opportunity for redevelopment and those sort of things, but as a transport depot, providing the use is the same. The use stays with the property.
Right. Just, if I could just have a clarification through you to Madam Mayor. In all my time on council, it's always been that existing use rights were expunged after 2 years. If nothing took place, that was the end of it. Well, when did this change? I mean, I've always been led to believe it was the 2 year time frame.
Through you, Madam Mayor, that was my understanding as well, that the 2 years, and certainly that has been what has been used not just in this council but numerous councils. As far as the background to it, I think it'd be best to take it on notice and actually send something out to the Alderman that clearly outlines what the legal advice is for why the situation has been allowed, for instance, in this particular case. It's case specific, and I think it'd be best if I could provide that information to Alderman separately.
And could you do that?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2 is questions on notice from the public. May I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Thank you, Alderman Milne. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Laycock, thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yes, there are fairly extensive answers to the questions, so I'm happy with the report. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Lacon.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Milne to close.
Closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. We now come to item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public. I will ask any member of the public who would like to ask a question to come to the microphone, which is on my left, stating your name and address and asking your question, please.
Thank you, Acting Mayor Rockcliffe. My name is Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Subject, multi-storey car park. Multi-storey car park was operational in December 2017. The empty spaces meters do not record accurately. As at noon today, there are about 100 more empty spaces than indicated. Turn the meters off. Second thing.
Was that a question? Or
that's
Mr.
a comment
Danny?
At this stage.
Okay.
I communicated to the council on the 8th of July and stated the lane divider on Best Street at the entrance to the multi-storey car park is dangerous in the dark and wet. Line markings are hard to see and the divider has no illuminating direction sign. My first experience of the foregoing was on Thursday, 5th of July at about 5:30 p.m. in the dark and heavy rain. The lane divider needs to be appropriately marked forthwith. Please advise when and what will be done. On the 9th of July, I was advised that the danger situation was under consideration. Some 11 weeks have gone by and nothing has happened. Question. At what date will an accurate working system for the empty spaces meters be operational?
I will ask my general manager if he has an answer to that question.
Through you, Madam Mayor. The situation is that the counter is actually counting the first two levels, the ground level and level one, and so that's the empty spaces there. Because there is a reduced rate for the roof level, those 190 spaces are not actually counted by the counter. So when the cars enter that area, they are not, the actual number of spaces is altered. What will happen is that there will actually be some change to the signage. So the signage that is currently there will advise the public of the amount of spaces that are available on ground in level one, and that there are an additional 190 early bird spaces on the roof level.
Thank you for that. Second question. At what date will the dangerous street divider no longer be dangerous?
That's when you stop beating your wife. Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Madam Chair. At the present time, obviously, the project is still under contract. There are some issues that council is working through with the design, but also with the builder. As far as that particular, when that will actually be addressed, I would have to take that on notice and I'll provide you a formal response. But at the present time, that work is still underway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. I would like to submit this question. Could you give me the reasons why this council is not in favour of compulsory voting in council elections, where Hobart Council, with a bigger population, is in favour? Could I have a written reply there, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next one. Early this year, it was mentioned in the Advocate that the Splash Devonport Aquatic and Leisure Centre was opening in 2014. I have noticed that the line markings from the entry point at the end of Steele Street all the way down to the car park are in urgent need to be redone after 4 years' wear. How soon will these repairs take place in this financial year? And also, could I have a written reply? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any other questions?
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Council's previously advised that the Living Cities Development Manager contract with Projects and Infrastructure was to expire on the 18th of September 2018. Accordingly, will Council please confirm if retention of P+I services are being considered or already extended under contract or otherwise?
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Madam Chair. The contract with P&I is currently due to expire, and certainly there is still some project work that's happening with this particular project that's just been undertaken. When that's completed, that will be the end of their work with Council.
Sorry, just clarification. So I was advised it expired on the 18th, so it's a sort of an extension to the contract. So
there is no extension to the contract, Mr. Gardam. Basically, what I'm saying is that they have contractual obligations under the contract to finalise the stage one development.
Okay.
That is still an obligation under the contract that they need to meet.
Yeah, I'd like to ask if they're being paid extra, but that'd be another question, so thank you. With reference to the newspaper article, City's Grand Edition, Advocate 21st September, stating in relation to the Convention Centre that consideration is being given to operating the bar on Friday afternoons, can Council please advise why, when there are many existing venues open on a full-time basis in the CBD area, and this would amount to no more than ratepayer subsidised competition?
I guess the word there, Mr. Gardam, is consideration. I haven't had any... There's certainly been no conversation around the council table around that.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was reported in the paper, and they are the exact words. So, just foreshadow a third question.
Thank you for time. Just one moment.
Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Acting Mayor and Alderman. Question. I refer to the current agenda, page 9, in regard to my question on notice for the 24th of September 2018 and your response, item 322, on page 8. Whilst it may be in order and reasonable for Council to advertise in various publications and give space on the official website to tourism establishments and special events, there is, I contend, a vast difference between assisting and promoting a private company such as Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, especially one where possible conflicts of interest could occur. Is it really Council's role to provide continuing promotion to a private company who is the head lessor of a property so as to assist them to sublease their council subsidised space to businesses that will be in direct opposition to existing genuine private rate-paying establishments?
Mr. Vellacott, that is your opinion of the decisions that have been made, and obviously we have already answered your questions, and I'm not going to add anything else to that. Thank you. Do you have another question?
Yes, certainly. But I still might.
Do you have another question, Mr. Vellacott?
With reference to page 91 of the current agenda, 24th of September 2018, workshops and briefing sessions, where it is noted that an update was given to Council on the 13th of September 2018 by the head lessee in relation to Providel Place activities. Can council please advise when will the Tasmanian Fresh Food Market in the 9.5 million food pavilion, which stated by council to be a major Living City tourist attraction, commencing trading 7 days a week as per the commitment made to ratepayers?
Mr. Vellacott, that's a decision for the lessor of Providel Place, and that will be an ongoing process. Thank you.
Yeah. So there's no, at this point in time, there is no commitment of when it will be open.
It's a continuing work in progress, Mr. Vellacott, and as you're aware, it's already been doubled the amount of time that the market is open, and that will continue to increase over the next few months.
Thank you.
Thank you. So. Any other members of the gallery who would like to ask a question? Yes, over the back. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Leanne Goss. I live in Brook Street in East Devonport, and I would like to ask some questions about the new development that's going to happen.
Just a reminder, Mrs. Goss, that you are allowed 2 questions.
Yep.
And that's the limit unless we come back to you. So so you're aware. Thank you.
My first question is stormwater. Over the years, we've had a open ditch out the front. For the properties that are there now, that ditch isn't adequate. It overflows in winter. We have had SES in the street over winter to sandbag people's driveways because the infrastructure that's there now.
And again, Mrs. Goss, I'll remind you that you need to ask a question.
I will, yes.
You're welcome to do the preamble, but it needs to be a question. Thank you.
So that stormwater's never adequately been able to take the properties that are there mm-hmm. now. And with the new buildings happening next door, how is it going to be able to take on that stormwater as well?
Thank you. Do we want to...
Through you, Madam Chair, the issues around this particular item on the agenda is obviously a subject that is under consideration by Council. It's the next item after public question time. And so those issues have been addressed in the report, and it will be a matter for the Aldermen to consider that as part of their deliberations. It is clear under the planning process that there have been some representations that have been made, and some of those issues have been raised and have been addressed as part of the report. It'll be a matter for Council to discuss that when we get to that stage of the meeting.
The stormwater, as I said, for that area isn't adequate. There was a new subdivision put in on the opposite side of the road and only a few hundred metres down the road. They've had to comply with curbing and guttering, footpaths and stormwater. There was a development that was put forward to council a few years ago behind me for Boville Street and Upper Drew Street, and the gentleman that wanted to do that was also told that he would have to comply with council of stormwater, footpaths, curbing and guttering. And when the block next door to us first hit the market, we were offered a share of that block and we considered it. And that also would have had to have come up to council standard with adequate stormwater, curbing and guttering. So that's why my question is, if everybody else around us had to comply with council regulations for stormwater, can this project please be really deeply considered on leaving the open ditches there and not having the public safety of a footpath for the people that are going to live on this site to enter and exit it safely?
Thank you. I think the General Manager has addressed that part of your question in that we will be dealing with that in this planning application. So I appreciate your questions and hopefully we will have some answers for you.
Yep. My only Thank other you. Option here is to talk about a caretaker on the facility.
I'm sorry, but you've had your 2 questions. Okay. You can come back
Thank
if
you.
You'd like to. Do I have anyone else who wants to ask their first questions? No? Mr. Smith? You have one question?
I have one question.
Thank you.
It won't take forever and a day. Right. How much has the Devonport Council spent on advertising with the Advocate newspaper in the financial years of 2016-17 and 2017-18? Could I have a written reply, please?
Thank you. Mr. Bellicott.
Thank you, Mayor, Acting Mayor. In relation to the public events being held in Providore Place, including the weekly Sunday and Friday evening markets, will Council please advise as to who is paying for the running of the power and gas heaters, and if Providore Place Proprietary Limited, that's Devonport Proprietary Limited, are they being directly or indirectly reimbursed for such expenses?
They are paying and no, they're not.
Pardon?
They are paying and no, they're not. They are paying for them and they're not being reimbursed.
Thank you, Mr. Bellicott. Thank you.
Mr. Gardam, did you have a third question?
I'd just like to request the Chair, is it possible for me to ask a supplementary question to my previous question one?
No.
No.
Do you have a new question?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
If you don't ask, you don't know. If Council does proceed to open the Convention Centre bar on Friday afternoons, who or what entity is envisaged to be managing and benefiting from what would be just opening at a perceived opportunistic time without associated annual costs to existing venues, including Council's own Providore Place tenants?
Mr. Gardam, as we already have discussed, it hasn't been discussed around the Council table, so I cannot answer your question, and you are fully aware that I cannot answer your question because it hasn't been discussed at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
You wasted your question. You already knew the answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
No other questions? Thank you, everyone. We will move on to item 3.3, which is questions on notice from Alderman. Can I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Alderman Milne, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Alderman Goodman, any comment, Alderman Milne? Anything to add, Alderman Milne?
Just that I think it's a timely request.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all good.
Thank you. Alderman Goodman.
No, nothing to add.
Any other comments, questions?
Yes, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So just with this, I'm just making sure that we do get a report back. I would like the facts and figures. I understand there's a response there, but whether it goes back to a workshop or whether I do get a report back, that's what I'd like from this question, if I may.
We'll take it to the next workshop to discuss further.
That would be great.
Thank you. Alderman Milne to close?
Yes, so closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.4 is notices of motion. Item 3.4.1, Playground Mind Debtor Disability Access.
So moved.
Do I have a seconder for the motion? No, I'm sorry, Alderman Milne, the motion will lapse. Item 3.4.2, Review of Parking Permit System. Notice of motion, Alderman Milne.
Yep, so moved.
Do I have a seconder?
I do.
Alderman Emerton?
Yes.
Okay. Alderman Milne?
I
So I've said in my motion that this issue with the voucher booklets and the inability for people to use the multi-storey car park is an issue that needs addressing sooner rather than later. 3,500 voucher books were distributed this year to those on low incomes. My issue is that people with those voucher booklets are unable to use the library for extended time they are entitled to, and use that those vouchers in the multi-storey car park. A quick solution to this would improve and facilitate easy access to the library and other facilities. So that's it.
Alderman Emerton.
Thanks, Acting Mayor. I second it from the point of view of making sure that this remains front of mind for us as we're working through, and I understand council officers are working through parking and the concession issue and all that, and I certainly wouldn't want it to see it being a lost situation, and I understand that there is a report coming forward to council soon, and I look forward to receiving that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? Alderman Laycock.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the alternate motion that's on the officer's page, if I can get a second for this
one. I'm sorry, I can't accept an alternate motion at this point. If this happens to be lost, then you can move the alternate motion.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
So, if I may, Madam Mayor, what actually is the motion then that we're going to be voting on very shortly?
This current motion that's before you.
Just that one at the top?
Yep. Any other comments?
Instead of the...
Any other comments? Alderman Milne to close.
So in looking at this motion, I guess we're looking at the 3,500 people out there that need some support in this matter so that they can use our Power and Apple Centre. And I guess it's up to the consciences of people around this table, whether they want to support those people or not, to get this motion through. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Nay.
I'll ask for a show of hands. Those for? Alderman Milne, Alderman Emerton, those against? Alderman Laycock, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockliffe, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman. The motion is lost. Alderman Laycock, you foreshadowed a...
Yes, thank you, Mayor. The motion that I'm putting forward now is on the council notes on page 16. I'd like to read it out, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That council notes that its current concession voucher booklet system is to be reviewed during the current financial year and is an action under the annual plan. However, it requests that this review be expedited to ensure that the new council, once elected, can consider its options for making the system simpler and more equitable, particularly as it relates to the use of the pay-as-you-leave car parking facilities. Thank you.
And I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Laycock, do you have anything to add?
Thank you, Mayor. No, I don't. It's all there in the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And look, there's not much more to add. This is the actual pathway we need to go down. This is the pathway we need to go down to make it fair and equitable, and we can review it, or the new council can review it and come up with a system. Because the main thing is that the people that need it get facilitated, and I'm sure we can work that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, look, I just want to point out that we're certainly reviewing this matter, and we've had a workshop on this. So, and we discussed it at length and certainly tried to find an easy way to make this happen in a short time. It's not that easy. It's a bit problematic, as it says in the report. So I think this is the best way to go forward, that we can make it happen properly so it's not confusing for the general public out there that it can use it and benefit from it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, I agree with the previous speakers. I think this is the most practical and reasonable way to approach this particular problem or issue, if it is an issue, and a new council with a fresh set of eyes will get an opportunity fairly quickly within its election to deal with it appropriately as they see fit, and also the council officers, as we know, are also dealing with it in this financial year as well. So I think that's the common sense way to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I'll support the motion on the basis that it is not put back too far into the financial year. I would like to see, and I think everyone's heart is to try and fix this. It's just a matter of coming up with a practical solution, but I wouldn't like to see it. I will support it on the basis that it is front of mind and not back of mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yes, absolutely. It seems that it's a token gesture to get my motion through, but rewording it so that it's palatable for everyone else around the table, I'll accept that the motion is, yeah.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock to close.
I think it's all been said, Mayor. Nothing to add.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, everyone. Item 3.4.3, ownership of Bass Street, East Devonport. Alderman Goodwin.
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Do I have a seconder for the motion? Alderman Perry, thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Madam Mayor, I bring this to the council as it's been an ongoing issue over the years, and quite a number of years ago, the northern end of Bass Street was taken over by council and graded and sealed. Admittedly, it was only a small section of Bass Street. This is the longer section of it. It's been a bone of contention to the residents in that area for quite some time in relation to the people that tend to use it as a dumping area for whatever they want to dump. And I feel it's a situation, and I know council hasn't got a lot of power in relation to this, but if council don't take ownership of it, well then no one's got any power. And the simple, quickest and easiest way is for council to take ownership of it, and then they can facilitate any misdemeanours that actually take place. And I fully understand the situation that we've had before on privately owned roads, if that's the word to use, or streets, and we've had it before on quite a few of them, and the dialogue that comes back is, well, we don't want it because we've got to seal it and curb and channel it and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, this street is probably sets it out a bit different to the others. It's right virtually in the busy area of East Devonport, fronts onto the Edgewater, not far from the Spirits. A block off the waterfront. It is something that needs to be taken over and council to take ownership of it. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Just to clarify, your motion says that council pursue ownership. We can't just take it over, I would assume.
I'll rephrase that last statement, that council pursue ownership of it.
As per the motion.
Thank you, Alderman. I would sincerely hope, Madam Mayor, that the as we pursue it, we do catch up with it and Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think that Alderman Goodwin made some appropriate points, and I think it needs to be recognised, even though it appears in the officer's comments, that I don't think there's an expectation that this road be upgraded, not at this particular time, and I don't think in the future that it'd be upgraded to an urban road standard. I think it's more about council having some jurisdiction over the road for the storage and the dumping of car bodies and the like that I understand actually gets on that road. And I think the nearby residents are more concerned and more interested in fixing that problem than having the road resealed up to an urban standard. So I think that's what this is about. And on that basis, I'm happy to support Alderman Goodwin's motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I just want to say congratulations. It just makes sense to do something like this. It's amazing that we've got some of these little anomalies, I suppose you'd call them, in our streets that really should be maintained and run by council. And I'm sure Mr. Tony Butler would be very happy to hear this, seeing he sent a letter in about it. So, well done.
Thank you. Any other... Alderman Laycock.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. Just want to agree with the motion. It does seem to be the only way that we can clean this street up. It's been on the residents' radar for a long time. And I think this is our opportunity now to do something about it without having expectations of where it goes in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. No other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam
Thank
Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.4.4, allocation of funding, Dalbleton Recycling Card. Alderman Jarman.
So moved.
Do I have a seconder? Do I have a seconder?
Oh, second.
Alderman Goodwin? Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. I have allocated some of the DLs around the table. I'm sorry I didn't get everybody in the gallery. I didn't know how many people were coming.
Alderman Jarman, you're speaking to your fellow Alderman.
I'm just pointing it out. And so this DL, very interesting that we've got this funded by Dalbleton at the moment. But what we need to do is, it's a very hot topic at the moment, people are getting environmentally aware. 20 years ago, people didn't like the idea of having a recycling bin. Now it's so full, it's ridiculous. So people are really learning. However, what's going on is people, in their wisdom, are not understanding what to put into their recycling and what to put into their normal waste bin. And therefore, we're getting a wastage on the other side when it gets to Veolia, for example. I did do a tour with the manager there, and I do understand a lot more than I ever did. And I wish everybody could have that tour. But anyway, so the important part was to go then to Dalbleton and speak there to the people in the know about what resources are available. This DL card is one of the best ones I've seen, and I've seen a lot from other councils around the mainland that are now sending them to their households. So I think this would be great to have, at least to start with. To send it to the households through the ratepayers' rates notice would be an example, first of all. I mean, I'd like it to go to every household. It's a start. I do believe it needs a fridge magnet, because otherwise it's something that someone would look at and just throw it away. So I do want it to sit on their fridge, because then it's near where they do their recycling within their own house before it goes to their bins. And this was what some of the other councils on the mainland are suggesting to do, and they're starting to do it as well. I just think we could be the leading edge and showing the other councils of what we should be doing to start with. It's just a basic step first. There's a lot more to be done. We're certainly looking at FOGO and what we can do there. However, this is just a start. So I'd really like to see if my fellow aldermen could consider this and see if we can get this through to start with. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Just a question, Madam Mayor, in relation to, probably through you, to the General Manager or the Deputy General Manager. What happens at the other councils in Tasmania, Hobart, Launceston and these areas in relation to this? Do we know?
Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. They all do different things. So there are some councils that would provide something similar to that. There's others that
have in
the past.
What did you do
down
Kingborough?
I don't recall. A lot of different things went into the rate notices on a yearly basis. So one year may have had a focus on recycling, the next year was a focus on something else. So there's certainly been this type of information that's been provided previously by other councils.
And have we supplied this information in the past at all?
Certainly not in the last 5 years, and I don't think it's anything.
Somebody did.
There may have been a push when the recycling first happened, which is, what, 7 or 8 years ago, for something similar to this, but it certainly hasn't in the most recent future. Recent past.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock?
Thank you. Question to Alderman Jarman. Are you thinking of a fridge magnet this size?
Yes.
This size on a fridge magnet.
These are already made up, then we don't have to redraft anything, and the cost then is not for us to draft something new. We can use this from the Dalbleton supply.
Okay, thank you for that. And I do have recollection. I've got something in my kitchen, definitely not on the fridge, but in my kitchen so I could help people to tell them what goes into recycling and what doesn't. So something was sent out by someone, but it does go back a few years, so it's in circulation somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I'm going to support Alderman Jarman's motion, and in fact I commend her for raising it. I think in the officer's comments it notes a cost in the vicinity of $1,000 to $2,000, which I think is a small price to pay for a subtle educational tool like this would be, and I think that's the category it would fall under. It's an educational tool, and those that aren't quite across what should go where, well, this would be very helpful. And I think, as I said, for the cost, it would be quite a good tool. So I'm going to support the motion. I hope the others do as well. Thank you.
Alderman Mill.
Yeah, it's a great idea that Dalvedon have made this TL up, and if we could send it out with the rate notices, that would be fantastic. I think if it goes out with the rate notices, people have their own fridge magnets at home that they can attach it to the fridge themselves. I don't think council needs to spend $2,000 on supplying fridge magnets to people when if they get it in their rate notice, they can bang it on their fridge themselves. Thanks.
Any other comments?
Could I just have a question?
Yes, Alderman Goodwin.
I'm in favour of it, but I too share the opinion of Alderman Milne in relation to the fridge magnet. You know, the most people have got them on their fridges anyway, of different sorts of things. So I'd be happy with it if we didn't. If we could, would you consider withdrawing your fridge magnet?
I have a question.
Your question,
I have a question. If the fridge magnet's not attached to that, how does that get attached to a fridge magnet on a fridge?
Because the fridge magnet's already on the fridge that they've already got.
But that's not magnetic.
You put a magnet on top of it. Haven't you got kids' pictures on your fridge?
Modern thank you. Question answered. Thank you.
I've got 20 at home. I'll lend you a couple.
Well, the motion clearly says with a fridge magnet attached, so unless the mover and seconder are happy to change it, it sits as it sits at this point.
I'm hearing what my fellow aldermen are saying. I understand about costs and I don't like spending money for no reason. The only reason I said at the beginning was I just feel that people are just going to go, what do I do with this and throw it out? That's what I didn't want them to do. I'm trying to make it easier to start with by having the magnet on it.
So the question is, Alderman Jarman, are you prepared to change your motion or not?
Well, we're looking at the costs of it. Do we send it back to a workshop so we can find out the costs first?
Move it to the workshop.
Because I just want to get on with it.
You could just put with or without a fridge magnet and then we could work it through.
Okay.
Is that everyone happy with that?
That's fine.
Well, then we can just come back with the cost, the difference between the cost, because if... Unless we put another word in there are people who are going to vote against it.
I'm happy with that, thank you.
With or without a fridge magnet?
Through you, Madam Chair, basically what will happen is that as part of the budget next year, there'll be some discussions around what the cost would likely be and council can decide at that stage. There's no major rush for something like this because we just need to be prepared in time for when we do the rates.
Thank you.
Okay, or we can delete that last paragraph. That last part of that sentence.
I'd like it to be considered, so thank you.
Okay. So we're saying with or without a fridge magnet and it'll be considered as part of...
Yep.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Fine. Yep.
Mover and seconder happy with that?
Yep.
Alderman Perry? You were Alderman Goodwin was the mover and seconder. I apologise.
Extremely happy, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Happy.
No other conversation. Alderman Jarman to close.
Thank you. It's certainly user-friendly. I find that it's certainly one that I think will be of interest to the households and I think they can use this quite well. It's very important we start somewhere, so I really appreciate my fellow aldermen if we can get that through. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.0 is planning authority matters. I now announce that the Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act for the consideration of Agenda Item 4.1. Item 4.1 is PA 2018.0137, Permitted Use of Residential Workers' Accommodation. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I'll move, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin.
I'll second it for discussion.
Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Mild, Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Before I go too far into it, the zoning of the area through you to the General Manager or the Deputy Manager, the zoning of the area is residential, that is correct?
Yes.
So therefore this is a permitted use?
That's correct, with a couple of discretionary elements.
Right, exactly.
But the use is permitted.
It's permitted, right. So if it didn't go through tonight, just hypothetically, the proponents could appeal it and we'd be in a difficult situation because of the zoning?
Yeah, normal process would apply if any people that made representations could appeal the decision and it could go to the tribunal, but that appeal would be on those discretionary elements.
Mm. All right. And just a further matter in relation to it, and this is relevant to the question that was asked earlier in relation to the stormwater, which is a relevant point, I feel, you know, and good for the people to bring it up. And I notice here I've put some crosses on B, methods of stormwater control and discharge and protected existing council, open drain, and so on, so on, so on. So where are we at with the stormwater? There's obviously been some issues over there in relation to the stormwater. What have we done to address these issues in relation to this?
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. Yes, we're aware of the stormwater issues that have been raised. One of the conditions that's been applied to the application is that the stormwater will need to be treated in accordance with the National Construction Code, and also when the building application is made, they also need to provide details for council's engineers to sign off on in regard to the stormwater. That's a condition of the recommendation.
All right. I do understand the residents in the area, and we've had there's four objections to it, and understandably so. But the problem we're faced with it is the zoning allows for it, and it is what it is. So provided we get everything right, I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Milne is the seconder of the motion.
I've got some questions and some reservations about the development. Are the cabins insulated? Are they adequately heated? How does this differ from a caravan park? It seems a caravan park would be quite salubrious in comparison to these sheds. And the allocations of toilets per occupant. Is there a formula that, how many people per site need to have how many toilets? The kitchen facilities don't seem adequate for the amount of people on that complex either. If we were using these cabins for student accommodation, like our kids on school trips, would parents be happy for their kids to stay in this kind of aluminium clad shed? If they're not happy, then why are we perfectly acceptable to have overseas workers living in them? It seems to me that we're living in 2018 with the capacity to treat our workers with more respect.
This is a planning issue, Alderman Milne. You need to address planning.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I won't be supporting this motion and the model needs to be revised and presented again, in my opinion.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I've just got a couple of questions, if I may. I'm just a little confused about a couple of the things coming up. There's Matthew Williams here saying about 120 people for car parking, but if there's 15 spaces and four to a car, we're talking 60 people. So I'm not sure why we've gone down to 15 spaces when there's 160 people capacity that it's saying in the report. I certainly think the car park spaces are inadequate at the moment. I know you've gone down from 54 back to 15. So I do have an issue with that. And I can know that on page 27, it's saying here, the development site has capacity for additional parking, especially if some slight modifications occur. For example, the basketball court, blah, blah, blah. It's recommended a condition be included on the permit to reserve a future area for car parking for additional spaces. Once the development is established and if is determined that the provided parking layout is inadequate, the future car parking reserve area could be utilised. I don't really trust that word could, so I just think that really we shouldn't allow them only 15 car park spaces and then hope that later on they'll consider spending more money on a site that probably isn't going to make them enough money to justify more car park spaces. I know there's a bus suggestion, but I just think it's really not the capacity that it should be. I certainly don't expect 54 spaces, but there is 37 units. There is expected 160 people capacity. I just don't think it's enough. There's also the issue of a caretaker question that's been put. If there are 160 people in this area and they've got no...
Alderman Jarman, that's not a planning issue.
the caretaker?
It's not a planning issue.
Why is it not? It's only just to do with the development itself. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, thank you for correcting me. Well, I certainly
understand
like to bring
your concerns,
that
but it's not a planning issue.
No.
Did Mr. Mountney want to add anything?
If he could.
On the car parking?
Through you, Madam Chair. Certainly about the car parking, the applicant's nominated that the main method of transport for the seasonal workers will be by bus. So I guess that's why we've got the condition on the recommendation. If it, in the future a lot of cars do start coming to the site, that there will be that provision for additional car parking there. But that's the applicant's intention is primarily by bus for the workers.
May I ask another question in relation to that?
You may.
Thank you. So thank you for that. But who's supplying the bus? Because I know that when a lot of these workers do come over, and not just for this seasonal work, for other seasonal work, they come and buy cars and they dump them somewhere. So they do it a lot because they don't found that our own bus system was inadequate for the times that they need to be at the work that they need to get to. So who's supplying the buses? Have they suggested, is it just our normal bus system or are they supplying a bus?
Through you, Madam Chair. From my understanding, it'll be through a private company. I think the
Buses are us,
which I believe, they certainly that's what happens at the moment, but whereabouts they stay, I'm not too sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
thank you, Acting Mayor. I remind us that we're actually looking at a planning situation here, and really the only thing that we are talking about is the parking issue, and I think that the presentation and our officer's comments, we've got a way out if all of a sudden we had 40 cars parking there, one at each unit, and only 15 car parks. Council does have a way out to be able to go to the developer, to the owner, and so I think I would disagree with Alderman Jarman's comment that everyone that comes here as an overseas worker buys a car and dumps it. I think that's probably not correct. But most of these workers would be looking to go on a bus, and I would imagine that the bus would be very low cost or no cost, and the developer probably, or the people that are owning the orchards, etc., are probably going to be paying for it. So again, if we bring our mind back and we remember this is we're sitting here tonight not as the council and whether we think it should be fair or unfair, we're looking at it purely from a planning perspective, and the planning perspective subject to the only issue is the car parking, but we've got a way out if the bus situation doesn't work. I believe we don't really have any much option to then to pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I concur mostly with what Alderman Emerton has said. Yeah, 54 down to 15 is a fair drop on face value, but it does say in Council's comments that we can include a condition that we can enforce that should that be inadequate in the future, then Council has the capacity to force a developer to create some additional car parking, and further to that, if it was subject to further expansion, further planning approval would be required, and at that point the car parking situation could be re-examined. So I think we can resolve the car parking issue with those two fairly strong conditions and fairly strong levers should they be needed at some point in the future. On the stormwater, that was raised earlier in the night, and as it should have been, because obviously it's been a problem over there for quite some time, and the light's been shone on that now, so the infrastructure conditions, which I think will be applied to the building application, would certainly take care of that, and we would need to meet national standards so that any stormwater issues that are there now will be mitigated should the development proceed, and I'm sure those problems and issues would form part of the building application. So going back to Alderman Emerton's point, we are acting as a planning authority on this matter, and should Council be able to satisfy those two discretionary, or that the discretionary parts of the assessment, then we really have no choice but to approve it, because if we don't, we're going to be subject to appeal, and then it becomes a bit of an ongoing process. And I think we can mitigate the issues that have been raised. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Alderman Jarman, did you have a question?
Just one more, if that's all right, just in relation still to the car park spaces then. So there's 15 car park spaces, the development's ahead, the season's on and the people come. And then we get 20 cars. So those extra five at the time, because you can't just quickly then create another car park space very quickly. Are they going to be allowed to park out on the road there? Is my question.
Do I have an answer? Normal off-street parking for anyone who has a property on.
Through you, Madam Chair.
That's where they're going to go.
Thank street you. Parking along Brook Street is quite legal.
Yeah. Yep, thank you.
So there's room for them to, if that happens, but then we can then monitor it and decide. That's just what I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne, did you have a question?
Yeah, I do. So the stormwater, the parking, these are the discretionary matters. And I understand that we are working under a planning authority, but we have the discretion to say no. So just because, you know, it might go to tribunal does not mean that we have to go for it now. We have voted against issues.
Did you have a question, Alderman Milne?
No, I'm just saying that.
Did you have a question, Alderman Milne?
You have to have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question.
You have a question?
The only discretionary item is the car parking, correct?
Thank you. Alderman.
Yeah, through the chair. Yeah, the car parking and the location of the waste services. Yeah, not the stormwater. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I have a further question before I close, Madam Mayor.
Alderman Goodwin?
Just in relation, if I may, to the car parking, and it certainly is a contentious point, and the problem I have with it is that who's the watchdog in relation to this? Because I've seen this before, and I can tell you now what will more than likely take place. They'll have more cars than they actually need. And
your question?
The question is, who's the watchdog?
Okay.
Within council, who's going to police it?
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin.
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. The process is that there'd be a requirement, if it is identified that there is ongoing issues there, from a planning perspective, we would need to deal with that through an enforcement process. And so that our planning people would be responsible for doing that. And that's just normal process.
Did you ready to close, Alderman Goodwin?
Yeah, I'm ready to close, Madam Mayor, when you're ready. I close this debate tonight and not completely happy in relation to it, especially in relation to those conditions and the stormwater. I think we've covered, but I'm not confident we've got the car parking covered. But General Manager, I'm taking you on your word that we will certainly have this under control. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? I'll ask for a show of hands. All those in favour of the motion, Alderman Laycock, Alderman Perry, Alderman Rockliffe, Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
I'm half in favour, Madam Mayor.
Alderman Jarman? Thank you. Those against? Alderman Milne. The motion's carried. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.1, tender report contract. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
It's all in the report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
Agreed. It's a pretty straightforward, normal process for us and a good deal for council. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock?
Nothing to add.
No other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2, tender report contract, item C2021902 on page 68.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you. 69. Alderman Perry.
It's in the recommendation. It's a pretty simple answer to arrive at, so need nothing further to add than that. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Same as in the report, Madam Mayor.
Oh, your microphone, Alderman Goodwin, please.
It's in the report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.3, tender report contract CT0234, Winvo Street renewal. Do I have a mover of the recommendation on page 72?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Second that.
Alderman
Thank
Perry.
You.
Any comments, Alderman Goodwin?
And it's ATM and they're the cheapest one. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry.
Nothing to add other than we've come in under budget again, so well done to our engineering team. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Yes, I traversed that piece of real estate today and it's long overdue and we'll be welcome to have an upgrade.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.4 is the appointment of municipal...
Second.
Alderman Perry, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Two very good appointments and nothing further to add than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Yes, I'd just like to add to that that, as Alderman Perry said, it's very important appointments that have been made. And we do need to have very experienced and extremely capable staff take these positions out. We saw the other day just how quickly an emergency can happen in our city. It's happened before with different things, and our staff need to be on top of their game. So I'm sure with Matthew and Karen in these positions and the team behind them that we'll be in good hands. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman?
Yeah, look, just reiterating what Alderman Laycock's just said. We don't know how important this role is until there's an emergency. And in the past, the floods, let alone that train derailment that should never have happened, but it happened, was just very important that we have the right people in charge to deal with such an important emergency. So I wish them all the best.
Thank you. Alderman Perry de Clare. Beg your pardon, Alderman Goodwin.
Just a question. Can the Deputy General Manager drive a train, get it?
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll take that on notice. Alderman Perry to close.
I happened to go down to the derailment on Friday and I spoke to Karen Stone, who was there representing council, and she was across the issue very, very quickly and gave me a good briefing on it. So total confidence in Karen and the other person, Matthew Atkins. Thank you. I'll leave it at that and close. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll consider the matter closed and put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.5, a Mary Binks memorial.
Well, you'd like to think so. So moved.
Alderman Jarman, Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Not much more we could say about this gracious lady. And I really appreciate everybody bringing this up and having such support. And then to come up with a lovely idea like this, I'm sure we've discussed this possibly with her family, or we're going to be talking to her family. Has that happened?
Not yet.
We're going to be approaching them once. Okay. And so hopefully they think that's an appropriate recognition and a dedication to a wonderful lady. I couldn't think of anything that nicer. And actually being Mary Street, it's even more appropriate. I actually hadn't worked that one out until we read the report. I know. It just didn't occur to me. Oh, no, well, just didn't sink in at the time. So thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Alderman Mill?
Yes, I know that the Mary Street wetlands were close to Mary's heart, and having those that beautiful facility in the middle of the heartland of East Devonport is just a wonderful thing that we can attribute to her work. And to have her name attached to it is just... I guess, an indication of the respect and you know, the memorial that she deserves. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Perry?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, well done to Alderman Jarman for raising this back in July. Got a fairly quick resolution. We're just like 2 months and one day on, and we've come up with a pretty good idea. So congratulations to Alderman Jarman and everyone else around the table at the workshop in August, at, no, 3rd of September, to be fair, that supported that we do something like this. So I think it's a fitting tribute, and I'm sure it'll be supported. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.6, Financial Assistance Scheme Round 1, 2018-19. Do I have a mover of the recommendations that were put forward?
You do, Madam Mayor.
Alderman Mayor. Goodwin, Alderman Laker. Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Alderman report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Laker.
I'd like to say, having been on this committee over many years, I'd like to congratulate the committee, because it's getting harder each time trying to work out where the money's going to go on a very limited budget, and I think you've done an excellent job, and those applying for it will be very happy, and the ones that were unsuccessful have the opportunity, of course, to come back next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
Thanks, Madam. Yeah, no, well done to that committee. Including yourself, Alderman Goodman, Alderman Emerton, a fair bit of financial expertise amongst that trio, and they've made some good decisions. And as Alderman Laycock said, those that are unsuccessful on this occasion will get another opportunity down the track. So well done to the team, and everyone will support it, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton?
I'd just like to say that I think it's impressive that a number of the major grants particularly are groups of within our community that are drawing other funds from outside, from federal and state coffers as well. And I think it's right and proper that we support those small groups in our community that are dragging in extra economic activity. And it's good that we can look at the minor grants and provide some rate remission to many of our community organisations that do a really good job. So I think it's all round a good result. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
I consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.7, Technology One Software as a Service and Enterprise Licensing. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Alderman Jarman. Alderman Goodwin, were you the seconder of the motion?
No.
Do I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Jarman?
Yes, a very important resource that we need to be very careful who we choose, because if the system crashes, I don't think we're any good to anybody. So it's very important we get the right people. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
It's all in the report, Mayor. And nowadays it is so important to have really crash-hot software with extremely vigilant protection of the data. We don't want to be on the front page of any paper or on the national news saying that we've had a data breach, and it's just prudent that we do invest money. I don't see these things as a cost, although it's a lot of money that we're paying out, but I see it as an investment in the ongoing ability of our organisation's management to collate data and work with that data to help inform decisions to the people around this table, but also that it's that data that we have on file of our ratepayers, it's protected well. So well done.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
Thanks, Madam. Yeah, I'll just add to what Alderman Emerson said. Council's had a 20-year relationship with Technology One, so clearly we have trust in them and faith in them that they will provide what this organisation needs. And obviously technology is just one of those, the fastest moving sectors that surrounds us, and if we've been using it for 20 years, then obviously they've kept pace, stayed ahead of the pace at the cutting edge, and there's no reason why we wouldn't stay with them unless they prize themselves out of it. So I'm sure everyone will support it. Thank you.
Thank you. No other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions since the last meeting. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Alderman Perry, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Perry.
Pretty standard, very accurate. Nothing further, thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to mention, for the sake of some people in the public gallery, that a workshop is where we get together and discuss the issues prior to anything coming to council. And a briefing session, of course, is where members of the public come in to address council so we can understand their concerns. So when these issues come up, we've been fully informed as to, you know, what's happening. So it does make it a lot easier for the aldermen then to go ahead and do their homework. Apart from that, nothing to add, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. No other comments? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, Mayor's report. Do I have a mover, please?
Report to be received, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Alderman Jarman, sorry. Alderman Goodwin.
No, you've been quite busy, Madam Mayor, getting around, so it's all in the report.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
To comment on part of your amazing list that is there and all the work that you've done. The Estedford, congratulations to the people that ran that. We cannot have these things without volunteers. I just want to point that out. And people remember that, please. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess quite a few of those things that I've been part of in the last month are dependent on volunteers. The Festival of Learning, even things to like DCCI, the people who are part of that do it as off the side of their desk. So there are a lot of things that happen in our community that we have to thank volunteers for. So I thoroughly agree with you. Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Oh, sorry.
No? Good. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's report for September. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
I'll move it.
Alderman Emerton, Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton.
It's Alderman Report, Mayor. Again, a comprehensive list of the activities of our General Manager in the main and doing a great job. Thank you.
Alderman Perry.
Nothing further to add other than General Manager across everything as usual. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne? No? Alderman Jarman?
Yeah, just a quick comment on the coastal pathway. I think it's wonderful to see there's a lot of work being done with the councils, and we're certainly understanding that we are definitely regional. There's nothing about walls anymore, and when we do things like this together as a collaboration, it's going to work and it's going to be good for the region. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin?
No, not a lot to add to it at all, Madam Mayor, but just the... through you as the General Manager, the Cradle Mountain Master Plan, is that all on track, is it?
Through you, Madam Chair, I wasn't actually at that meeting of the Cradle Coast Authority when the briefing was provided, but the Deputy Mayor was there.
Yeah, it's on, well, it depends what stage you think it should be at, but it's running according to plan.
Right.
I can add nothing further to that, really.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. No other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4, unconfirmed minutes of the Cradle Coast Authority Reps meeting. Do I have a mover, please?
You do, Mayor. Thank you.
Alderman Laycock. Did I hear a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Laycock.
It's all there in the notes. Mayor, nothing further to add.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yes, the report's there and interesting times ahead, I guess. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Alderman Perry, did you?
Oh.
In that case, Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Where am I at? 5.5. Item 6.5 is the quarterly report on Living City up till September 2018.
And I'll move that accordingly.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
It's all covered in the report, Madam Mayor, but stage may be considered reached.
Oh, position. Alderman Goodwin, would you?
All right.
Thank you.
It reached practical completion on the 17th of August, and we're well on the way. I believe there's not much more in the relation to the tiles on the side. They must be nearly finished that. And then there'll only be the... the general landscaping, I would imagine, Deputy General Manager, around the areas.
Did you have anything?
Yeah, that's correct. Through you, Madam Chair, the cladding on the southern side and the hot mix along that area, and then basically just the defects list that they'll be working through.
Right. What do we propose to do on the Providor Place building when you're going up Oldacre Street on that western boundary? To the library. It's pretty rugged through there. Are we going to do anything with it, or?
Yeah, through the chair. The intention is once the site sheds are gone and Fairbrothers are gone out of it, we'll just have a look at that embankment and how we level that off and tidy it up. Mm. That goes right through to Oldacre Street.
It does,
right,
yeah.
Back around near the car park, and there's an area there that we'll most likely need to put some topsoil and grass down. Mm.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. Is that working? It keeps on going off. Thank you, Mayor. Again, we're continuing to see evidence of the outworking of the economic activity. We're seeing evidence of economic activity, and we're seeing evidence of social activity, and the town continuing to come alive. If we transport ourselves back 5 years or so, when we were continuing to have many, many open shops, shops that were closed, vacancies, and a whole range of a raft of negative thoughts and not a great vision for our city, that we continue to have now, many, many of those shops have been filled, if not all, certainly many of them. We see things that you don't normally see in a place where there is a lack of confidence, and that is where a property might be a lease not renewed with an existing tenant, and quite quickly that's taken up. That's not happened. I've lived in Devonport for 26 years. I haven't seen that happen before. And so I go back to, it's the evidence we've got to look at, not the thoughts, not the comments of some people that might continually be negative about this project. This project has given life back to this city, as we've called it, Living City, and I'm actually proud to be part of that. And I would just continue to encourage us to keep looking at the issues as they arise. Never been anything ever built on this planet where there was not challenges and where there was not alterations and additions and rethinking and all that. That's called life. And we've had to do that with this particular project, but we must stand back in awe now and look and say, well, this is really good, and we need to do everything now to take this forward, the whole of the precinct, and with it, the Living City project itself, the stage one. We're now moving into stage two and the other stages, and the whole of the community moving forward in a very positive way. I think we should be extremely thankful for what's been happening and contributed, all the people that have contributed in our city. I think they all deserve a pat on the back. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you. As an aside on how, you know, we're saying it's a great project and it is and we love it, and the amount of people that are coming up to us as elected members and saying, I was a bit unsure in the beginning, but I'm really happy now, particularly the ones that have looked through the building. Had the opportunity to walk in front of a young family the other night as I was coming through the Market Square to go to an event at the entertainment centre. And to hear the children say, Mummy, the library's open, can we go in? Of course it wasn't, the lights were on, there was cleaning and that. But that made us feel really good because we can remember around this table, one of the reasons was having like particularly the library on the lower floor, on the ground floor, was that we get the children into the libraries because we know that there's a lot of children in our municipality that can't read or can't read properly. So this, the Paranapple Centre covers lots of things in particular, but particularly the library for the children. Of course, if they can't read at school, we all know they go on and they, well, they don't go on to further education because they can't learn and they fall behind in their classes. So that was very refreshing. Obviously, I struck up a conversation with the family, but this happens all the time to all of us around the city. So it's something that we can all be as residents and as elected members very proud of. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And in closing, I endorse the comments of my fellow aldermen, and there are some in the community, and that's democracy. They've got their right to be against the project, just as the bulk of the community have got their right to be in favour of it. And you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to be living in a cave whittling and making blackberry jam, and lighting our street lights with candles. You know, we've moved on from those days, and we've now taken Devonport into quite a prosperous area, much to the disdain, I know, of quite a few, absolutely, but that's life, and we just have to live with that. So in that, Madam Mayor, I will close.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Planning Authority Committee meeting of the 10th of September. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Milne. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, it's a good account, accurate account of what happened at that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yes, nothing to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee meeting of the 17th of September. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Jarman?
Thank you.
Do I have a seconder? Alderman Emerton? Alderman Jarman?
No, it's all there and we've been through those meetings, so thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton?
Nothing further to add.
Any comments, questions? Alderman Milne, do you have your... No, thank you. Alderman Jarman, to close.
Let's consider that closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I now need a motion to move into closed session, please.
So moved.
Second. Alderman Jarman, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Jarman?
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
That's fine.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Meeting closed at 6:56. Sorry, open meeting.